From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me, Asmawati Rahman. We will accompany you for the next 60 minutes. In today's edition, we will present some segment to you, beginning from news, commentary, and other interesting information, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news.
Here is Newsline. President Joko Widodo says COVID-19 handling measures must prioritize 12 districts and cities. International Monetary Fund IMF Managing Director Kristalina Georgieva says more synchronized action needed to tackle COVID-19 crisis. Now the news in details. Indonesian President Joko Widodo instructed that 12 districts and cities with the number of active cases of the coronavirus disease or COVID-19 reportedly crossing 1,000 respectively, should be prioritized in handling the COVID-19 pandemic. As reported by Antara News Agency, President Joko Widodo during a virtual limited cabinet meeting from the Merdeka Palace on Monday remarked that in the coming 2 weeks, COVID-19 handling must be prioritized in those 12 districts and cities. The president also urged that in the next 2 weeks, the government prioritizes 12 cities and districts that have over 1,000 active cases or constitute 30% of the total national active cases. The 12 regencies and cities are Ambon City, North Jakarta, Bogor, Depok City, Bekasi District, Jayapura City, Padang City, Central Jakarta, West Jakarta, Pekanbaru City, South Jakarta, and East Jakarta. Indonesia has added 8 more technology companies to a list of VAT collectors, businesses that must charge 10% value-added tax or VAT on all goods and services sold in the country, following the implementation of a digital tax policy earlier this year. As reported by JakartaPost.com on Monday, the Finance Ministry Taxation Director General added Alibaba Cloud or Singapore PTE, LTD, Microsoft Corporation, Nexmo Incorporation, and Microsoft Regional Sales PTE, LTD to the list, along with GitHub Incorporation, UC Web Singapore PTE LTD, to the new Singapore PTE LTD, and Koda Payments PTE LTD. With this appointment, the companies will start to change VAT for the products and services they sell to Indonesian consumers on November 1, 2020. Since July, the Taxation Director General has appointed 36 companies as VAT collectors to charge VAT on their goods and services in the country and pay it to the government. Non-presidential digital service providers that generate a minimum sale of 600 million rupiah or $40.851 per year or 50 million rupiah per month from at least 12,000 users in Indonesia are required to change VAT under Law No. 2, 2020. The Indonesian National Air Carrier Association, INACA, has welcomed the new job creation law, believing it will spur investment in the pandemic, better the aviation sector, while pilots remain cautious over its potential impact on the rights of airline employees. As reported by JakartaPost.com on Tuesday, INACA Secretary General Bayu Sutanto stated that the job law would boost investment in the country's aviation industry, which is especially important today when demand is low and the aircraft seat load factor or SLF hovers at around just 40% on average. The law will help to streamline investment in the industry through licensing, aircraft ownership, and capital raising deregulation. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Let's move on to the international news. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, amid renewed tensions between Turkey and Greece over the Eastern Mediterranean, told European Council President Charles Michel on Monday that progress was needed on improving ties between Ankara and the bloc. As reported by Reuters.com on Tuesday, in a statement, the presidency said Erdogan told Michel in a phone call that Turkey expected concrete steps from the European Union on holding a regional conference with Eastern Mediterranean states, and that Greece was continuing steps to escalate tensions in the Eastern Mediterranean despite Turkey's well-intentioned approach. The phone call comes after Turkish ships set sail to carry out seismic exploration in the Eastern Mediterranean, prompting Greece to issue a furious new demand for European Union sanction on Ankara in a row over offshore exploration rights. The European Union Securities Watchdog said it expects to make a statement soon on where shares listed in the bloc must be traded after Britain's full departure from the European Union in December. As reported by Reuters.com on Tuesday, Stephen Mayer, chair of the European Securities and Market Authority, ESMA, told the European Parliament that it was important for market participants to have clarity on where they can trade shares. Britain left the bloc last January but still has full access to the single market until December 31st under a transitions arrangement. Brussels is assessing whether to grant equivalence or continued full access for the UK share trading platforms to European Union investors or cut off the City of London. Without equivalence, European Union investor would trade European Union shares inside the bloc under its shares trading obligation rule. U.S. auctions theorist Paul Milgram and Robert Wilson have won the 2020 Nobel Economics Prize for their work on auction theory. As quoted by BBC.com on Monday, the Stanford University game theories have helped in developing formats for the sale of aircraft's landing slots, radio spectrums, and emissions trading. The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences said their work benefited sellers, buyers, and taxpayers worldwide. Game theory uses mathematics to study decision-making, conflict, and strategy in social situations. This year's laureates in economic sciences started out with a fundamental theory and later used their results in practical application, which have spread globally. Peter Fredrickson, chair of the prize committee, stated their discoveries are of great benefit to society. International Monetary Fund IMF Managing Director Kristalina Georgieva, during an online FT Africa Summit on Monday, stated the international community must do more to tackle the economic fallout of the COVID-19 crisis and publicly call on the World Bank to accelerate its lending to hard-hit African countries. As reported by Reuters.com on Monday, some of the key events of the virtual and elongated annual meetings of the IMF and World Bank take place this week, with the most pressing issues of how to support struggling countries. IMF is going to continue to push to do even more. Kristalina would beg for also more grants for African countries. The World Bank has grant-giving capacity. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening. Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with commentary for today entitled International Disaster Risk Reduction Day. Today, October 13, the world commemorates International Disaster Risk Reduction Day. In 2019, the United Nations General Assembly designated October 13 as the anniversary to encourage communities and government to take part in building societies that are resilient to natural disasters. Indonesia is one of the countries which lies in the Ring of Fire, which is an area that often experiences earthquake and volcanic eruptions that surround the Pacific Ocean basin. Thus, Indonesia is often hit by natural disaster related to earthquakes and volcanic eruption, including hydrometeorological disasters or natural disaster, such as floods, landslide, and windstorm. Indonesia commemorates International Disaster Risk Reduction Day by setting October every year as Disaster Risk Reduction Month. The Indonesian people are reminded to be always aware of natural disaster. Experience shows that natural disaster may occur not only because of natural phenomena, but also because of the damaged ecosystem that continuously and extensively exploited, including global warming and climate change. The National Disaster Mitigation Agency, BNPB, recorded 2,131 disasters from January to September 2020 throughout Indonesia. BNPB noted that 99% of the disasters that occurred were hydrometeorological disasters. In addition, there were forests and land fires. The disaster not only claimed casualties, injuries, and property, but also displaced more than 4 million people. Such a large number should remind the residents that Indonesia has experienced and will always experience disaster at present and in the future. Even every year, the trend of the number always increases. How big or small the impact of disaster depends on the resilience of the Indonesian people in dealing with the disaster. Resilience can be achieved if all related stakeholders co-work all together without blaming each other. The central government, regional governments, and all levels of society must work hand in hand in mitigating and managing the disaster risk. Because the natural phenomena and the disaster that may occur do not recognize boundaries. The commemoration of Disaster Risk Reduction Day should remind everyone of this need. That was commentary. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Do the following to avoid virus infection when you are traveling. Keep your distance. If you see someone unhealthy, please maintain your distance. The minimum safe distance is 1 meter, but if the person is coughing, then the minimum distance is around 3 meters. Wash your hands with soap, especially if you keep interacting with other people. You can also use alcohol-based sanitizer to kill the germs. Cover your mouth and nose with your elbow or tissue when you are coughing or sneezing. If you are using tissue, throw it away immediately and then wash your hands. Avoid direct contact with living animals and any services that had contacted with animals. Avoid consuming raw or half-cooked meat to avoid cross-contamination. Find medical treatment as soon as possible and then share your prior travel history with the health services if you are experiencing any health problems.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History. I'll begin with October 13, 1952, where the birth of Margaret Thatcher happened. Margaret Hilda Thatcher was the British Prime Minister with the longest tenure in the country during the 20th century, from 1979 to 1990. She also became the first woman to hold the post in Britain. A Soviet journalist dubbed her the Iron Lady, a term which was later associated with her politics and leadership style. As Prime Minister, she implemented conservative policy, which are often referred to as Thatcherism. Thank you. Let's move on to October 13, 1976, when a Bolivian plane crashes. The Boeing 707 crashed in Santa Cruz, Bolivia, killing 100 people. The plane crashed into a building in the city's center and destroyed a soccer field close to the airstrip. At that time, young people were playing ball in the field. The aircraft lost control of one of its four engines after takeoff. Several spectators were reported to have died on the spot. I'll conclude today in history with October 13, 2009, where International Day for Reducing Natural Disaster Risk is set. The International Day for Reducing the Risk of Natural Disaster was designed by the General Assembly of the United Nations to encourage communities and government to participate in building societies that are resilient to natural disaster. Initially, the day was celebrated every second Wednesday in October. This commemoration day is part of the proclamation of the International Decade for Reducing the Risk of Natural Disaster, which began in 1990. In 2002, a further resolution of the United Nations General Assembly decided to maintain the impact reduction and mitigation of global natural disaster by making an international anniversary commemorated annually. In 2009, the United Nations General Assembly designated October 13 as International Day for Reducing the Risk of Natural Disaster. Listener, that was Today in History. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
Berpisah denganmu telah membuatku semakin mengerti betapa indah saat bersama yang masih selalu ku kenang. Jalan kekasih, kaulah cinta dalam hidupku. Aku kehilanganmu untuk selama-lamanya. Cukup sekali kau lukai hati ini, tak ingin terulang kembali. Kau tinggalkan ku sendiri. Selamat jalan kekasih, kaulah cinta dalam hidupku. Aku kehilanganmu untuk selama-lamanya. Aku cinta adalah cinta dalam hidupku. Aku kehilanganmu untuk selama-lamanya. Aku cinta padamu. Aku
Next, we are going to give you information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with My Indonesia today, entitling Indonesia increases trade cooperation with the United States. Indonesia increases trade cooperation with the United States through the holding of the Indonesia-US virtual business meeting carried out the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs and the Indonesian Chambers of Commerce and Industry of the United States Committee. The online business meeting was attended by 46 U.S. companies and 47 companies from Indonesia, which are doing business in five leading sectors, namely clothing, rubber, footwear, electronics, and furniture. As quoted on the kemlu.go.id page, Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs of the Republic of Indonesia, Mahendra Siregar, who was also present at the event, believed that the economic relation between Indonesia and the United States would strengthen. He perceived that Indonesia has completed the process of discussing the Generalized System of Preferences or GSP, which is a country's trade policy that cuts import duties, and hopes for a positive response from the government in the near future. In addition, Indonesia has also passed the Job Creation Act, which is an amendment of 79 existing laws in Indonesia. The job creation laws aim at improving the national economic performance and enhancing the business climate through simplifying investment procedure, overcoming regulatory inconsistency, and providing legal certainty. Meanwhile, Indonesian Ambassador to the United States, Muhammad Lutfi, explained that Indonesia and the United States have experienced unique trading conditions amid the COVID-19 pandemic. As a consequence, Indonesia's trade to the United States grew by 7.7% in the first quarter of 2020. Positively, this shows that Indonesian products have a high potential to enter the U.S. market. Currently, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Ministry of Trade, and several technical ministries under the coordination of the Coordinating Ministry for Economic Affairs are also conducting joint studies regarding the formation of the Indonesia-U.S. Limited Trade Deal to further encourage trade between the two countries. The United States is one of Indonesia's main trading partners. The total value of bilateral trade between the two countries reached $27.1 billion in 2019, with Indonesia's export value to the U.S. amounting to $17.8 billion and an import value of $9.3 billion. Trade between Indonesia and the United States has also recorded a surplus over the last 5 years. Listener, that was My Indonesia. I'm Nuka Kusmawati. Thank you for listening.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qawintiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging.
van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Oh,
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we will present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today I'm going to let you know about Tanjung Gurango, Morotai, Maluku Province. Morotai is an island and a district in the Halmahera Islands, Maluku Province. For some people, Morotai is known as a rich island with heritages of the Pacific War and General Douglas MacArthur's history. In addition, Morotai also has another beautiful nature, namely Tanjung Gurango or Gurango Cay. In the natural object, you can enjoy white sand, blue sea, and untouched panoramas around the beach. Tanjung Gurango is located 90 kilometers from Daruba, the capital city of Morotai Island Regency. It takes 3 hours to drive on a four-wheeled vehicle and 2 hours by motorbike. To enter Gurango Cave, you are charged an entrance ticket fee of 5,000 rupiah per person. In the local language, Gurango means shark. So Tanjung Gurango means Cave of Sharks. But you don't have to worry, there have never incidents of sharks preying on people on the site. Once arriving at Gurango Cave, you will see a beach in the form of a bay surrounded by lush land on the left and right sides. The waves can be calm, sometimes can be more big. The calm wave season during April to September, so that time are safe for the visitors to swim. Besides swimming, you can also surf at Gurango or relax on the soft sand beaches and just going along the shoreline by foot. When walking along the coastline, you will find a large pile of rocks. Passing through the rock and many flat areas, you will come to a lagoon with clear and turquoise seawater. You can feel the freshness of the lagoon water by swimming. For those who want to take a rest, the beach offers several huts for resting places. Unfortunately, there are no restaurants on the location, so you have to bring your own drinks and foods for lunch. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you for listening.
Rindu hanya di dalam hati. Biarkan aku tak terkesan memutuskanmu karena egoku. Hati ini tak akan begini setiap ingat dirimu. Rasanya ingin kembali, mungkin ingin bertemu.
For the next segment, we will present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian, Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, we will introduce to you some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian, a radio lesson on Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language that introduces the vocabulary and guides you to converse in Bahasa Indonesia. This program is collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Agency for Language and Book Development, the Ministry of Education and Culture of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Silahkan Tunggu. Silahkan Tunggu. Or in English, please wait. Next, I will give an example of a conversation on silahkan tunggu, or in English means please wait. At the meeting point at Komodo Airport Labuan Bajo, Kevin waits 15 minutes for the travel agency to pick him up.
Pak Kevin, silahkan tunggu di depan jalur kedatangan ini.
Baik.
Mobil jemputan akan sampai 15 menit lagi.
Baik, saya akan menunggu di sini.
After listening to the conversation earlier, I will introduce phrases and vocabulary related to today's theme, which is silahkan tunggu, or in English, please wait. I will say the words twice and you can repeat after me. Silahkan tunggu. Silahkan tunggu. Which means, please wait. Jalur kedatangan. Jalur kedatangan. Which means arrival line. Jemputan. Jemputan. Which means pickup. Menjemput Anda. Menjemput Anda. Which means pick you up. Menunggu. Menunggu. Which means waiting or to wait. Menanti. Menanti. Which means waiting or to wait. Kehadiran. Kehadiran. Which means attendance. Di ruang tamu. Di ruang tamu. Which means in the living room. Silahkan duduk. Silahkan duduk. Which means please sit down. Di kursi itu. Di kursi itu. Which means on that chair. Silahkan maju ke depan. Silahkan maju ke depan. Which means, please come forward. The word menunggu, menunggu, which means to wait or waiting, is used to express staying for a while in a place and hoping something will come. In the dialogue, Ahmad asked Kevin to wait in front of the arrival route. Kevin answered using sentence, Baik, saya akan menunggu di sini. Baik, saya akan menunggu di sini. Which means, well, I'll be waiting here. Another word for waiting that can be used is menanti. Menanti. Example for its use are as follows. Saya akan menanti kehadirannya di ruang tamu. Saya akan menanti kehadirannya di ruang tamu. Which means, I will be waiting for his presence in the living room. As additional information, the expression silahkan, silahkan, which means please, is a subtle command word. Example. Silahkan tunggu di depan jalur kedatangan ini. Silahkan tunggu di depan jalur kedatangan ini. Which means, please wait in front of this arrival line. Silahkan duduk di kursi itu. Silahkan duduk di kursi itu. Which means, please sit on that chair. Silahkan maju ke depan. Silahkan maju ke depan. Which means, please come forward. Well, listener, before ending, mari berbahasa Indonesia or let's speak Indonesian today. For more details, let's listen to the sample conversation one more time.
Pak Kevin, silahkan tunggu di depan jalur kedatangan ini.
Baik.
Mobil jemputan akan sampai 15 menit lagi.
Baik, saya akan menunggu di sini.
Listener, that was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian. Hopefully it can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. We'll meet again tomorrow with another different topic. I'm Nico Kusmawati. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku o chakuyou shite, COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o防ぎましょう. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qawintiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai kou zhao yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan guo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, ni de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de getting overbreiding van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Masih dengan perasaanku yang dahulu, tak berubah dan tak pernah berbeda. Aku masih yakin nanti milikmu. Aku masih di tempat ini, masih dengan setia menunggu kabarmu. Masih ingin mendengar suaramu. Cinta membuatku kuat begini. Aku merindu, ku yakin kau tahu. Tanpa batas waktu, ku terpaku, aku meminta. Walau tanpa kata, cinta berupaya. Engkau jauh di mata, tapi dekat di doa. Aku merindu. Masih di dunia ini, melihatmu dari jauh bersama dia. Walau pastiku terbakar cemburu, tapi janganlah kau kemana-mana. Aku merindu, ku yakin kau tahu. Tanpa batas waktu, ku terpaku, aku meminta. Walau tanpa kata, cinta berupaya. Oh, aku merindu, ku yakin kau tahu. Tanpa batas waktu,
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Next, we inform you about Indonesian music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, welcome back to Music Corner. Today we present a mellow song entitled Kesunyian Jiwa, sung by M. Mashabi. The song Kesunyian Jiwa, which was composed by M. Mashabi, tells about someone who promised to be loyal to beloved lover. Unfortunately, the man or the woman broke the promise, then their love story ended. Now the love story changed into sadness and emptiness. In accordance with the lyrics, the song has slow tempo music. M. Mashabi was one of songwriters and singers of mellow song, who famous in the 1950s and 1960s in Indonesia. His songs mostly tell about story of broken heart, like the story of the song Kesunyian Jiwa. Listener, let's enjoy the song Kesunyian Jiwa, sung by M. Mashabi.
Masih ku terkenang malam purnama terang, kala kau berjanji untuk setia hati bersama bulan dan bintang yang menjadi saksi. Apa yang kau kata sungguh manis terasa, baik kau ulangi untuk pegangan hati, semoga takkan berpisah, itu yang kupinta. Sangka kau hanya berdusta untuk hidup bersama, baru kini terasa. Kalau kau tak sudi, janganlah berjanji. Coba kau nasibku ini, masa bahagia tinggal kenangan saja, cita-cita yang mulia hanya khayalan belaka, kini hampa yang kurasa kesunyian jiwa. Thank you. sangka kau hanya berdosa untuk hidup bersama baru kini terasa. Kalau kau tak sudi janganlah berjanji, coba kau bayangkan kan nasibku ini. Masa bahagia tinggal kenangan saja, cita-cita yang mulia hanya hayalan belaka. Kini hampa yang ku rasa kesunyian jiwa.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Listener, thank you for listening our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave on frequency 3325 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter @voiindonesia, and also send your email to voi@voinews.id.